Tango is a social dance with a relatively clear set of rules and structures when it comes to where to dance and how to establish dancing partnerships. Tango is a social dance that takes place in a milonga, which refers to both a dance party and a rhythm with which tango is danced. Historically, these spaces for tango are formal, requiring attendees to comply with a dress code of formal wear. Modern milongas are looser in these expectations. Milongas are formal social dance spaces in which one's skills are scrutinized by potential partners. They also start very late in the evening and go well into the wee hours of the morning. Here is an example of tango activity transpiring in a milonga. When participating in a milonga, dancers are also subject to a set of codes in terms of how partners pair up to dance. Traditionally, men ask women to dance. In Buenos Aires, this dance request is itself a performance called a cabecillo, or the look. Cabecillo is the act of getting a woman's attention through eye contact. The man acquires the attention of the woman by looking at her. If the woman is interested in dancing with him, she stares back and holds his gaze. She nods to indicate willingness. The cabecillo is used less often in milongas hosted in the U.S. or abroad, where verbal requests are often made. However, in a traditional milonga setting, it is still the case that men ask women to dance. Take a look at this explanation of tango etiquette to better understand the rules of dancing tango. During the jazz dance module, we explored the idea of the breakaway in the Lindy Hop, whereby men and women collectively broke from their partnering responsibilities and asserted their individual creativity. These moments of breakaway or swingouts alluded to the changing roles of gender in the U.S. in the 1930s. I pose a similar question for tango. Can the formal codes of behaving and dancing in a milonga reveal something about gender relations and the dynamics between men and women in Argentina? Think in particular about the performance of making or receiving a request to dance. So, what happens during the dance? As a social dance, tango travels. Everyone travels at the edge of a dance floor, moving in a counterclockwise direction. If you invite or accept someone to dance, it is expected that you dance for the duration of a tanda. A tanda is a dance set comprised of 3 to 4 tango songs, and you dance with your partner for the entirety of the set. Dancing consecutive tandas with one partner indicates romantic interest. Students of tango can also attend prácticas, which are the learning environment for tango versus the milonga. As an environment for learning, práctica is also the place where it is possible for dancers to move against the counterclockwise traffic for learning purposes, and where students can seek feedback about their dancing from partners.